Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. We're here to give you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. The unemployment rate fell for the fifth straight month after a surge of January hiring, a promising shift in the nation's outlook for job growth. The Labor Department says employers added 243,000 jobs in January, the most in 9 months. The unemployment rate dropped from 8.5% to 8.3% in December, the lowest in nearly 3 years. And overall, the private sector added 257,000 jobs in January, with manufacturers continuing to show strength in hiring. The Susan G. Komen Group reversed their decision to defund Planned Parenthood, bowing to a tide of negative criticism from supporters and local chapters. Thousands of donors have contributed $650,000 to Planned Parenthood within 24 hours in reaction to the Susan G. Komen Foundation's decision to cut off funding to the group. The immediate spike in online donations was large enough to replace last year's Komen funding. Planned Parenthood, which caters to low-income women unable to afford gynecological care, also launched a breast health emergency fund that received $250,000 gift from the Family Foundation of Dallas philanthropists Lee and Amy Fikes. An innovative, low-cost, smart paint that can detect microscopic faults in mines and bridges before structural damage occurs is being developed by researchers at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow. The environmentally friendly paint uses nanotechnology to detect movement in large structures and could shape the future of safety monitoring. The inexpensive smart paint can be simply sprayed onto any surface with electrodes attached to detect structural damage long before failure occurs. And our top story today, a Melbourne boss has stunned his staff by giving them a staggering $15 million gift, the ultimate payoff for their hard work and loyalty. Workers at bus company Grenda couldn't believe their good fortune when surprise bonuses averaging $8,500 were paid into their accounts, with some staff receiving as much as $30,000 when the company was sold by Ken Grenda after 66 years. Family-owned Grenda Corporation recently sold off its transit operations after 66 years and decided to pour a chunk of the profits into the remarkable thank you gesture. Patriarch Ken Grenda and sons Jeff and Scott have been dubbed Australia's most generous bosses after rewarding 1,800 staff, from drivers to senior executives, for contributing to the company's success. Some wept, while others rang their banks, thinking there might be an error. But Mr. Grenda, the major shareholder, modestly played down the best boss moniker, instead paying tribute to his staff. A business is only as good as its people, and our people are fantastic, he said. This is to recognize that we have had people who are here second generation and one fellow in the same job for 52 years. The family has been swamped with about 100 emails and countless phone calls of thanks from staff who will all keep their jobs under the new owners. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. To improve the quality of our show and keep us ad-free, consider a donation. Simply send us an email at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com for details.